You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, cats and kittens. This is Matt the Cat, your furry leader, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, your weekly showcase for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or as I like to say, the soul that came before rock and roll. This week, we've got a very special show dedicated to the memory of the late, great Johnny Otis, who passed away on Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. Otis was a versatile entertainer that could move seamlessly between the races. He was born John Velotis, the son of Greek immigrants, growing up in a mostly black neighborhood in Vallejo, California. As a kid, he immediately embraced African-American culture and made it his own. In his teens, just as he was picking up the drums and playing in various bands around town, he decided to change his name to the more black-sounding Otis. I often think of Johnny Otis as a predecessor to Elvis, in the sense that he was a white guy who embraced African-American culture and thus had more opportunities than some of his black counterparts. He didn't exploit the music, he promoted it, he became part of it. And without Johnny Otis, rock and roll as we know it never would have been born. You see, he came around right at the end of World War II, right when the big bands were dying and the small combos were jumping up. He first started recording for Leon Renee's Excelsior label in 1945. His first record was a unique and fabulous take on the classic Harlem Nocturne. And throughout his career, he would record for so many labels you can't even keep track. We're going to try to keep track on this week's show as we feature and honor the legendary Johnny Otis. He passed away at the beginning of 2012 at the age of 90, and few people did more for black music and Latino music than Johnny Otis. Let's kick off this week's show with Johnny Otis himself and the opening to his classic radio program, which aired around Los Angeles. Then we'll follow it with his first record, Harlem Nocturne, off the Excelsior label from 1945. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Otis on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
And now it's time for the Johnny Otis Show.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis. Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Hi, everyone. This is Johnny Otis. And that means it's time to rock. Yes, and it's time to roll. And we're gonna get way back in the alley with the blues.
That's how Johnny Otis introduced himself to the world on record. Released in 1945 on the Excelsior label, the record read, Johnny Otis, His Drums and Orchestra. And by 1945, Harlem Nocturne was already a classic tune. It was written in 1939 by Earl Hagen and Dick Rogers. And Otis's version of Nocturne is so smooth. Johnny was born in Vallejo, California on December 28, 1921. Growing up in a black neighborhood, he was immediately overtaken with African-American culture. He loved it from the start, embraced it, and it became part of his DNA. After changing his name to Otis to sound more black, his drumming skills were in high demand. He started out playing drums in the Count Otis Matthews Orchestra in Oakland, California. Then moved down to Los Angeles and started playing with some Western swing bands. Most notably, Harlan Leonard's Rockets, who were the house band at the Club Alabama on Central Avenue, the black entertainment section of Los Angeles. Soon, Otis busted out on his own and began fronting his own band during 1945 at the Club Alabama. By 1947, Johnny Otis partnered up with Bardu Ali and opened the Barrel House Club in the Watts section of Los Angeles. It's here that Otis took center stage every night. Let's hear another one of Johnny Otis's early records, this one from 47, spinning off the Excelsior label, and it's named after his new club. Here's Midnight in the Barrel House as we feature Johnny Otis this week on The Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Recorded in L.A. on November 10th, 1949, that's the Johnny Otis Orchestra with Hangover Blues, featuring the amazing Pete Guitar Lewis. And baby, you're not going to believe this, but as the legend goes, Pete Lewis had only picked up the guitar 6 months prior to Johnny Otis discovering him at the Barrel House Club. Man, it's hard to believe when you listen to that tune and you hear how tasty and developed his licks were. During the late 1940s, Johnny Otis was such a noted drummer, you can hear him playing on records by Wynonie Harris and Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring Charles Brown, just to name a few. In 1949, for the Regent label, Johnny Otis cut a tune called Headhunter, which featured Big J McNeely, right before Johnny and Big J both got recording contracts for the Newark, New Jersey-based Savoy Records, owned by Herman Lubinsky. And speaking of Savoy, if you thought Johnny's great early instrumentals were fantastic, wait until you hear some of these early vocal records. His first hit for Savoy came out in early 1950 and went straight to the top of the rhythm and blues lists. Johnny Otis had just discovered a bunch of singers, most notably Esther Mae Jones, who he would dub Little Esther. She was originally from Galveston, Texas, but after her parents split, she spent some time with her mother living in L.A. and entered a talent contest at Johnny Otis's Barrel House Club. At 15 years old, he discovered her and started making records with her, and man, were they a combo. He teamed her up with Mel Walker and a great L.A. vocal group, The Robins. They shot to the top of the charts and would have no fewer than 10 top 10 rhythm and blues records during the year 1950 alone. They became the top rhythm act of 1950. Here's the great Johnny Otis with his first taste of true success, Double Crossin' Blues.
Satisfied. goodness knows how I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave you, and there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I tried.
You should be out in the forest fighting a big old grizzly bear.
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I still love you, Daddy.
Me too.
This is Johnny Otis. In behalf of Little Esther, Mel Walker, and myself, we want to thank all of you for making us the number one blues and rhythm team in America. We also want to thank the disc jockeys who have made this possible by playing our records for you.
Well, they called me crybaby. I shouldn't waste my tears on you. Oh, I shouldn't waste my tears on you. Would I still love you, baby? And I don't know what to do. You've gone and left me. I'm left crying by myself. Whoa, I'm left crying by myself. You didn't mean to hurt me, baby. You just left me on the shelf.
The Johnny Otis Orchestra with Mel Walker and the Blue Notes with Cry Baby, recorded on January 11th, 1950. It didn't chart until the spring of 50. And you know, the vocal group was really highlighted, especially towards the end of that song. They were billed as the Blue Notes, but it was actually the Robins singing backup on that great tune. Before that, you heard Little Esther with Mel Walker and the Johnny Otis Orchestra with Mistreatin' Blues, another number one scorcher from the spring of 1950. That was their second release for Savoy Records and their second consecutive number one R&B record. Up next, their third number one record of 1950. This one hit number one in the summertime. It features Little Esther, Mel Walker, Johnny Otis. It's Cupid's Boogie. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the late, great Johnny Otis this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Hey, Mr. Cupid, step into my life. I met a fine cat and I just got to be his wife. Cupid, don't let me down this morning. Things will be okay. If you'll just help me get this fine mellow man today. Pull down the shades. Turn down the lights, make him sit here by my side and hold me tight. Cupid, don't let me down this morning, things will be okay. If you'll just help me get this fine mellow man today.
Well, Well, pretty baby, I might as well confess, without you I can't find my happiness. Baby, don't let me down this morning, things will be okay. Let's get the ring and tie the knot today.
I want a diamond ring, fine furs that cling, a chicken shack and a Cadillac.
Ooh-wee. Take it easy, baby. Things will be okay. Real early every morning, I want you on the spot. Breakfast on the table and coffee in the pot.
Uh-oh, I knew there was a catch to it. But everything will be okay.
Well, let's get the ring and tie the knot today. One thing, baby, I've gotta be the boss. And don't you ever pull no double cross.
There won't be no days like that. I've got news for you. I'm the captain of this ship and you're just a member of the crew.
Oh, baby, don't be like that.
Are you kidding? Let's get the ring and tie the knot today.
Where's that preacher? Has he lost his mind? He ain't never here on time.
We're gonna get hitched today, everybody. Gonna tie the knot today.
Don't worry about a thing. I've got the ring and we're gonna get hitched today.
Well, I'm the preacher and I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a little nip with Sister Kate. I want you children to fall right in, cause this year wedding is about to begin.
Now I'm the groom, don't start no stuff. I've been waiting here long enough.
Then get out the ring, it's plain to see that I want a he-man to marry me.
To marry you, to marry you.
To heck yes, to marry me.
I do, I do, I do, Rev, I do.
Do you take this fella for better or worse till the man comes and take you away in a hurry?
I do.
Yeah? Well, you better take it till time to get better, cause you can't do no worse.
I knew we should have got another preacher. This cat's a jerk.
Well, brothers and sisters, let's gather around. Old Rev's getting ready to go. Just before we do this thing, everybody jump and swing. Lord, Sister Claudia, this wedding is getting good to everybody.
Oh, Rev, you sure are cute.
Yeah, that's what all the sisters tell me. I'm beginning to believe in myself. I now pronounce you man and wife, and I hope you live for the rest of your life. 2 times 12 is 24. Have a house full of kids and don't have no more.
Thank you, Rev, for tying the knot.
We sure appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's all over now. Put your heart at ease. And that'll be $5, please.
The Johnny Otis Congregation, featuring Little Esther, Mel Walker, and Lee Graves. Graves was not only playing the part of the preacher, but he's also blowing trumpet on that tune as well. That went to number 6 in 1950, due mostly to the fact that it was following up Cupid's Boogie. You can hear they used basically the same arrangement for both tunes. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back as we pay tribute to the late, great Johnny Otis, one of the most influential cats to come along in the post-World War II rhythm and blues era. Otis was not just a drummer. You can hear him playing vibes on that last record and many other records. He even played vibes on Little Richard and Johnny Ace records. He was a singer, a songwriter, a producer, a talent scout. He owned several record labels. He owned the Barrel House nightclub in the Watts section of LA, which we mentioned earlier. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Johnny Otis did it all. Oh, did I mention he had a radio show and a TV show around LA as well? Johnny Otis lived and breathed the LA black music scene. That's saying a lot when you think about it. Here's a white guy who grew up in Vallejo, California, and he rose to the top of the African-American music scene. And he did it by honoring and dignifying the music. Johnny Otis wasn't a derivative of R&B. He wasn't an interpretation of R&B. Johnny Otis was R&B. Up next, we have a tune that was recorded on September 19th, 1950 in New York City, which was kind of rare since Johnny Otis did most of his recording in LA. Mel Walker is the featured vocalist on this record, and it went to number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists. Here's Rockin' Blues on the Juke in the Back.
Well, I'm sitting here rocking, trying to rock my blues away. Well, I'm sitting here rocking, trying to rock my blues away. My baby left town last night, and I just got the news today. Sometimes I'm happy and gay, but right now I'm not that way. Set your soul on fire, I'd whisper in your ear that you're my heart's desire. I'm floating on a cloud, then I'm dreaming out loud. When I think of you, tall as the ceiling. I'll shrink way down, and my senses are reeling. This lonesome misery is getting for me. I don't mean maybe, GBB. Your soul on fire, I'd whisper in your ear that you're my heart's desire. I'm floating on a cloud, and then I'm dreaming out loud when I think of you and all the joy we knew. GBB.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And since we're featuring Johnny Otis this week on The Juke in the Back, let's hear from a group that he discovered, The Robins. He started working with them in L.A. in 1949. Many of their early records were put out under his guidance, and he used the group as backup singers on a lot of his records featuring Little Esther and Mel Walker. This tune, recorded on January 11th, 1950, features the Robins with a fantastic instrumental backing. Here's the Turkey Hop Part 2, the Johnny Otis Orchestra, this week's Great 78.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you wanna be slick,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You won't be blue if you learn to do
turkey hop.
Poke out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest.
Let's do the turkey hop.
Do the turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
you want to stop.
If you wanna be slick,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
Then do the turkey hop
and That's what I'm talking about.
Turkey hop!
One more thing. This is Bob and the Bobcat, making you want to jump diamond wheel.
Hey, Mr. Landlord, you can lock that door. Pull the lights down low and pull the rug off the floor. Don't nobody answer if you hear a knock. Just grab your baby and rock.
All night long. All night long.
Nobody gonna put you out if you feel like you wanna shout.
All night long. All night long. All night long. Rocking all night long.
Hey, everybody, let's get it on. Life is short, so let's have some fun. Forget about tomorrow, turn back the clock. Let's get together and rock.
All night long. All night long. All night long. Rockin' all night long.
Ah, let's rock a while. Nah, it don't matter if you're high as a kite. The cops ain't coming out this time of night. The joint is jumping, let the good times roll and satisfy your soul.
All night long. All night long. All night long. Rocking all night long.
Everybody goes when the wagon comes along. I ain't going home till the crack of dawn. Have your fun, but don't be no clown. And watch whose chick you sound.
All night long. All night long. All night long. Rockin' all night long.
Jump, children.
Uh-oh. Here comes the man.
What man?
You know what man.
Don't give your right name.
Recorded on March 15th, 1951 in New York City, that's the Johnny Otis Orchestra with All Night Long. It rose to number 6 on the rhythm and blues lists and features Johnny Otis himself singing lead vocal all night long. What a great tune. And if I only played the records with Johnny Otis's name on them, I'd only be giving you half the story. That's because Johnny Otis was the mastermind behind the scenes on some of rhythm and blues and rock and roll's greatest records. Let's take a moment and play a few of those records. On August 13, 1952, at Radio Recorders in Los Angeles, one of the most iconic records of the 20th century was recorded, Hound Dog. The tune was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, two white Jewish kids from the East Coast, who moved out west and shared a love of rhythm and blues music and black culture. The session was produced by Johnny Otis, and it features his band, most notably Pete Lewis on guitar, backing up the singer, Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. Peacock Records out of Houston, Texas, released it in 1953. And if you look at the record label, the backing group is listed as Kansas City Bill and Orchestra, but we know that was Johnny Otis's orchestra. Here's Big Mama Thornton with the number one smash, Hound Dog, one of many records to feature the late great Johnny Otis in the background.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you. You told me you was high. listen to them old hound dog.
Another chart topper from 1954, that's The Wallflower, Roll With Me Henry, James Seta Hawkins, better known to the world as Etta James, who unfortunately died 3 days after Johnny Otis passed away. She died on the 20th of January, 2012. He discovered her while she was just in her teens, and together they wrote an answer record to the number one smash, Work With Me Annie, from the Midnighters. Singer Richard Berry, who would never shy away from performing on a session, even if he was uncredited, is the male voice you hear on that record. Modern Records released it, and it went right to the top of the charts. Another number one smash featuring the talent of Johnny Otis. He also wrote the tune Every Beat of My Heart, which was originally recorded in 1952 by the Royals. It would become the biggest song he ever wrote when it went to number one in 1961 for Gladys Knight and the Pips. After leaving Savoy Records in 1952, Johnny Otis spent the next couple of years on the Mercury label, scoring only one hit, a cover of Floyd Dixon's Call Operator 210. In the mid-50s, he started his own record label, Dig Records, which would be the first of many labels that Johnny Otis would front over the years. He got his own TV show, his own radio show, and the Johnny Otis Show was playing all over the Los Angeles area. This led to a recording contract with Capitol Records in 1957. After many years off the national charts, Johnny Otis roared back with one of the biggest hits of his career and the song that he'll most be remembered for, Willie and the Hand Jive, featuring himself on lead vocal. During the 60s and 70s, Johnny Otis remained very much in the music scene with his Johnny Otis Show, even preferring to be in the background while his son, Shuggy Otis, rose to fame. Over the years, he wrote several books and kept his hand in the music scene, hosting several radio programs. After experiencing many health problems, Johnny Otis passed away on the 17th of January, 2012, at the age of 90. It's unfortunate that Johnny Otis is not a household name, because he did so much for rhythm and blues, rock and roll, black music, white music, and Latino music. Johnny Otis was a true Renaissance man, and I hope he's always remembered as such. Let's go out on the tune that most people will remember him for, with that Bo Diddley beat, those hand claps, and that great chorus. For the late, great Johnny Otis, here's Willie and the Hand Jive. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back. Goodbye, everybody.
Rockin' Billy, he can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over. He's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey. Ah, Willie and Millie got married last fall. They had a little Willie.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.